It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? I'm just thinking about you there watching. I like to think about you. Growing. Sure. Talk about growing. This is something I'm going to use for growing this bean seed. I want to grow a bean plant, so I'm going to plant this bean seed in here. Yeah. Mr. McFeely said that he would bring some potting soil, and I told him I'd probably be in the kitchen. So let's just go there now. We better put the newspaper on here. Yep. Don't want to make a mess on this kitchen table. So I'll just put some newspaper down there. This is a trowel. We can use that when we dig out the potting soil. Now I'm all set with the pot and the seed, and I'm all set to do some potting. That sounds a little like potty, doesn't it? Well, this is a little pot, and I'm going to put some earth in it to plant this seed. So it's called potting. Yep.
Roger, delivery.
I'm in the kitchen, Mr. McFeely. I'm glad you came.
Your delivery. I have the potting soil.
Good. Won't you sit down?
All righty.
And I have the pot and the bean seed.
And the trowel, right?
Yeah, the trowel.
Well, the first thing we need to do, I have some stones here.
Oh, what's
they,
there?
They go right in here.
Oh.
I sometimes put them in before I put this potting soil in.
What's that help?
Well, sometimes the dirt will come out the hole in the bottom, and this stone is preventing that.
I see.
That's what I use it for. Now, here's the potting soil.
All right.
Put the trowel in, fill up the pot.
The trowel is like a big spoon, isn't it?
A big spoon. And just keep putting it in. There's one.
Oh, this really looks like very good earth.
It is. I got it at the conservatory. I have a friend who works there.
Uh-huh.
See, a few more will do.
Okay.
I think I'd do one more.
All right. That enough?
It's just a little more.
Okay.
This should do it. There we go.
Okay.
Now, break up some of the bigger pieces on top there. Push them aside, that's it.
Like that?
Now it's ready to plant the seed in, and here's what you do. Take your finger like that, and you just push it down into the soil.
Oh, you make a hole for the
hole for the
bean seed.
Bean seed. Now put it in.
It's hard to make it. It keeps going down.
There, I think that should be deep
enough.
That's
good enough.
Now cover it over. There we go. And now we need some water.
Oh, well, I'll get some water right over here.
And I'll watch the bean.
Okay. Here's my
Water for the beans.
Do you want to do the water?
Sure. Let some soak in.
Uh-huh.
Put some over on this side.
You think it's growing already?
Probably. It's just that we can't see it.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll keep taking care of it, so someday we will be able to see it, I hope.
Now, the best place to put it in here, let me see. Oh, you know, you could put it right by the sink.
All right.
It gets some sunlight that way.
All right, beanie seed, here
you
go.
And I'll help you clean up here. Oh, I have to take the rest of the potting soil back to the conservatory. Would you like to go with me?
I would.
I think you'll find it very interesting over there. I'll help you with the paper here. We can recycle these paper.
I might just leave this out here.
And where should you put this? Is that all right to put it right here?
Sure, we'll use them again sometime.
Okay. I have the soil.
Which way?
I think out the front door is the quicker way, speedier way, I should say.
All right.
Right this way, on to the conservatory to meet my friend Dale.
Oh, good. Come along.
See over there?
Mighty beautiful flowers.
One of my favorite places in the neighborhood to visit.
Oh my, is this huge. And look at that big tree.
That is a traveler's tree.
Traveler's tree?
Yes, and it grows in hot tropical climates. And if you're a traveler, and if you're thirsty, you can put a stick in where the stems come together, there, uh-huh. And out will come some water.
Oh, is that great? Like a fountain?
Like a fountain. You can get a drink. They say it tastes like sugar water.
Oh, but you couldn't do that with just any tree.
No, you shouldn't. Just a traveler's tree.
I see.
Now, over this way, Dale is in the workroom, so just follow me.
Very good. It's beautiful here.
Oh, I knew you'd like it. See the fans up there?
Oh, yeah.
It helps keep the air in motion.
Uh-huh. And it keeps... Look at all these beautiful plants.
The fans keep the air comfortable for people and for the flowers. Speedy delivery. Hello, Dale.
Hi, Mr. McFeely. How are you?
Here's the potting soil. We didn't use all of it, so I thought I'd return it to
you. Well, thank you very much.
Dale Ignatsky, I'd like you to meet Fred Rogers.
Hi, it's a pleasure to
meet you, Dale. Thank you. Oh, what are you doing here?
Well, we just planted some new seeds for our next flower show, and I'm keeping them very moist so that they can start to grow.
Aha.
And although you can't see the plants in here, they're underneath the soil starting to grow roots, and pretty soon we'll have some leaves showing. And in this flat right here, and the one next to it, the plants are a little bit older, so they do have some leaves up, but they need to be kept very moist. And way down on the end here, you can see a few that are a little bit bigger that are even older.
These do look a little taller.
And it's very important for us to keep them moist and wet so they can continue to grow.
We came through a room when we entered that had a great, huge traveler tree, Mr. McFeely.
Yeah, that's one of our favorite plants here. It's a beautiful plant.
Oh, it is. Well, you have so many wonderful things.
Do you have a moment to show us around the rest of the conservatory?
Oh, sure, I'd be glad to. In fact, there's some plants upstairs I could show you that like to be in water all the time.
All the time.
So let me lead the way.
All right, lead the way. All righty. We'll follow you.
This is the room where we grow our water lilies. And all of the plants in here, I can see several different colors. We have a cream and a purple, pink, and I believe there's a yellow in the back. They all like to grow with their roots submerged entirely underwater, which some plants can't take that at all, but these, that's the way they prefer to grow.
They all grow in the water, but it looks as if there's some soil under there.
Yeah, these are grown in a soil mix in a pot and then set in water. In nature, lilies will grow in very shallow pools, and their roots will be anchored in the soil, but the leaves and the blooms, the blossoms, will all be above the water level.
Well, this one looks as if it's just about to bloom, mm-hmm. and then the one next to it sort of half bloom, and then the next one looks as if it's full bloom.
Right. Water lilies will set bud in progression, so there's constantly a series of buds, halfway open flowers and full open flowers.
But Dale, you know so much about it. Were you always interested, even as a child, in plants?
I think I got interested as a little girl. My grandfather was an avid gardener, mm-hmm. and he loved to work in his vegetable garden. He had flowers in the front of the house, and he worked with some dwarf fruit trees. So I think I got the interest from him. It was always a hobby.
Oh, he must have been very proud of you.
I'd like to think that he would be.
I really like looking around here.
Oh, yes, there's something different in every room.
And here we have all our cactus and succulents.
Well, it's a mighty dry room in here.
Yes, it is. In comparison to the last room we were in, it certainly is dry. Mm-hmm. Cactus and succulents have a wonderful capacity to store water.
What's this, Dale?
That's a sentry plant. It's a type of agave.
Looks like it's
looks like a big octopus.
Yes, yeah. And it looks as if it's growing right out of these stones.
Yes, it does. Oh, it can be planted very shallow.
Look at all these different kinds of cacti.
You'll notice, too, on most of the types of cacti, they do have spines, which protect them in the desert regions. Where there's a lot of competition for water, they have these spines so that animals can't chew on them to get the water so that they're protected and can grow.
When you say spines, you mean those prickly things?
All those prickly things, yes.
Oh, now I know the name of this one. It's a barrel cactus, right?
Right, that's our golden barrel cactus.
Look, that's a huge one back there.
Right, we can estimate the age of that one in the back at about 50 years.
And so you mustn't touch that.
Now they're very, very sharp.
And look at this tiny one.
How old would you say that is?
Oh, probably about 2 or 3 years old.
This one, 2 or 3.
Right. They are also very heavy because they do have this water storage ability that these can weigh up to 100 pounds.
This one could be 100 pounds.
At least.
Do any of these cacti or succulents have flowers?
Yeah, they do bloom periodically, but we have some beautiful plants in another room in the conservatory that have just beautiful flowers I'd like to show you.
Oh, good. Let's go there.
And this is our orchid room where we can see a lot of beautiful varieties of orchids. The colors are just magnificent. Oh,
feels like crawling through some place, you know. Oh, look at this one.
That's a dendrobium orchid.
Dendrobium?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that lovely?
Orchids hard to grow?
No, actually they're not. They're very easy to grow, and they do very well on either a bathroom or a kitchen windowsill. You can feel the humidity in here. They like a lot of humidity. They take a lot of moisture out of the air into their roots. So they like a very moist environment. This one down here is a lady slipper orchid. You can see how the flower forms like the toe on a little slipper.
Isn't that wonderful to think that things like this just grow out in the wild?
They are beautiful.
There's somebody taking a picture. Maggie? Maggie Stewart?
Well, yes, it is. How are you, Brad?
I'm fine. You know good. Dale?
Of course. Hi, Dale.
David McFeely.
Hi, Maggie.
McFeely, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Is this part of your work?
Yes, it is. I love to come to this orchid room. I document the growth of these flowers. Mm. They go from very small ones to quite beautiful, big, brilliant colors and all different shapes and sizes. I like to keep track of that.
That's great work. Well, Dale was showing us some on this side of the room. They're beautiful.
They're quite lovely. And there's some even more lovely ones around this way.
Oh, thanks for telling us. Could we go there?
Sure, let's go.
Wish you well, Maggie.
Thank you very much.
See you later,
Maggie.
We'll
see you. Bye for now.
What kind are these, Dale?
This is a yellow Phalaenopsis orchid. And here we have a beautiful blue Vanda.
Hmm. You grow much fancier things here than I grow at my place. But I think I better get back.
Well, before you go, there's something I'd like you to have. Help you grow your plants a little bit.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, Dad. I'll be right back.
In the meantime, take a closer look at some of these orchids. They're magnificent.
They surely are. It's nice to be able to have some time to look at them closely. What do they remind you of?
I'm just going to ask you that.
Really?
Yes. They remind me of butterflies. Because, you know, that's what they're called, butterfly orchids. Or moth orchids.
This one's different.
Yes, that's called a prom orchid.
Prom?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it wonderful to think that these things just grow, and sometimes out in the wild?
Mm-hmm. And Dale says they're very easy to take care of.
Yeah.
Oh, here she is.
Here we go. I have a mister for you.
Oh, thank you very much.
And you can mist the air around your plants and help them grow a little bit. You can give them a little shot every day. Just like that.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And thanks for showing us around
here. Oh, it was a pleasure.
Are you coming, Mr. McFeely?
Well, not right now. I have a delivery for Dale to do.
Oh.
So I'll do that. Now you go straight through that doorway and turn your right in. That'll take you back out.
Very good.
Okay.
All right. Thanks again.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Things, huh? Let's take a look at the plant. Give it a little spray with the mister. Now, underneath this soil, something's happening. Something's beginning to grow and change, even if we can't see it here. Okay, plant. We'll keep taking care of you. Let's have some make-believe. Some make-believe about growing. Come on, trolley. Last time we pretended that there appeared in Westwood a big thing. Nobody knew what it was. Near the end of our visit, we found out that it was rolling ever so slowly toward the neighborhood of make-believe. Let's pretend now that not everybody knows about it yet, and King Friday's trying to keep everybody calm as the trolley goes to the neighborhood of make-believe.
Trolley?
Yes, trolley. Yes. Exactly.
Now, what was it you were saying, King Friday?
I was saying that what I'm dealing with at the moment is a state secret, and I have an assignment for you, handyman.
Oh, good. What is it?
Your assignment is to go around to all the neighbors and tell them not to be afraid.
Tell them not to be afraid?
That's correct. It could help greatly if everyone could stay away from fear.
But King Friday, you can't just tell people not to be afraid.
Then you could sing it to them.
Sing it? But what is it we're not to be afraid of?
You're not to be afraid of anything.
Not anything?
No, not anything. Now you may sing about that.
We're not to be afraid of anything.
That's right.
Of anything at all.
Anything at all.
We're not to be afraid. We're not to be afraid. The king says, fear nothing at all.
Very good. That should do it.
But what if people should ask why Mayor Maggie is coming to have an emergency meeting with you?
Simply tell them it's nothing to be afraid of.
The king says, fear nothing at all.
Exactly.
Well, I'll do the best I can, sire.
I have every confidence in your installation of confidence.
Thank you, I think.
Carry on.
Confidence in my installation of...
Meow, handyman.
Hi, Henrietta. How are you?
Meow, fine. Meow, you?
Oh, a little confused, to tell you the truth.
Meow, me trouble.
It's something that King Friday wants me to do.
Oh, hello there. How in the world are you two today?
Meow, meow, man, meow, confused.
Oh, you are, Handy. What's happening?
Well, it's just that King Friday wants me to sing a song for everybody.
Meow, song? Meow, meow, wonderful.
Yeah, what's so confusing about that?
Well, wait till you hear it.
Meow, be glad, meow, meow it.
Okay, here goes. We're not to be afraid of anything at all. We're not to be afraid, we're not to be afraid. The king says, fear nothing at all.
Meow, meow, nice song, meow.
Yeah, it's a nice song, but I'm wondering why you would sing it right at this moment.
Meow. Meow, meow, something meow be afraid of?
Well, the king just says, fear nothing at all.
That sure sounds funny to me.
Meow, too.
I wonder if something bad is going on. The king isn't telling us.
Meow.
Well, I sang the song. That's all I'm supposed to do.
But if you hear of something we're supposed to be afraid of, you'll let us know, won't you?
Oh, sure.
Meow.
Come on over, Henrietta, and we'll talk about this.
Meow, okay.
See you later.
Meow.
Yeah.
Handy, he'll probably tell you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You'll see. It's big news.
Oh, hi, Anna.
Hi,
Tuesday.
Hi.
Oh, your flowers certainly look nice.
Oh, thank you. I try to miss them every day.
I hope the big thing doesn't get them.
Stop talking about that, Tuesday. Do you know anything about the big thing, Handy?
I haven't heard of such a thing.
My daddy knows about it, and Mayor Maggie knows about it, and I know about it.
All I know is what your daddy told me, Tuesday.
What was that?
I'm supposed to sing, "We're not to be afraid of anything." That's what I'm supposed to tell everybody.
You can sing and tell whatever you want, but some big thing is somewhere, and I think we should warn Daniel, Anna.
Oh, Tuesday, you've got me scared. I'm going to stay with my mom and dad.
Oh, boy. I see my dad right now over there with Mayor Maggie. They're probably talking about it this very second.
I have to tell a few others about not to be afraid, but I'll be over at the castle in a few.
That's where the action is.
Oh, Tuesday, can't you see?
This big thing appeared and you noticed that it stayed a while.
That's right, and then it started to roll.
It must be quite round.
It is sort of round, but big round.
I understand. And so it's rolling and...
Yes, and so I thought...
Oh, hi.
Hello, what do you have for us?
Neighbor Aber, I presume.
Correct as usual, King Friday.
You have further news concerning the big thing?
Yes, sir, I do.
Uh-huh. You may proceed.
The upper two quadrants seem to be superseding the lower two in a circular configuration at a rate of 3 for the former to every 2.7 for the latter, giving it, the big thing, a constant velocity of nearly 1.096.
At that rate, if it should remain on its present course, it should arrive here in this neighborhood in 2 8/9.
Well, that's exactly correct, King Friday.
Yes.
So what do you think you'll do about it?
I'm formulating a plan.
Hey, what's going on here? Why is Handy singing "Don't Be Afraid of Anything"? That must mean there's something to be afraid of.
Easy does it, Lady Elaine.
Easy does what?
The news is there's a big thing making its way very slowly from Westwood to the neighborhood. Now, it did no harm in Westwood, and it may just pass by here.
What's it look like?
This is the best picture we have of it.
It doesn't look very big to me.
This is just a picture of it.
You can see how round it is, though, can't you?
I sure do. It looks like a planet to me. I'm an expert on planets. I'm going to call Planet Purple and see if they know anything. Toot, toot. Toot, toot.
Fear nothing at all.
Hello,
Hi,
Andy.
Maggie.
Hi, Maggie. Well, now, can somebody tell me what it is we're not to be afraid of?
I still say Fear nothing at all. Trolley, pass that phrase. Fear nothing at all.
What do you think that big thing might be? Of course, whatever it is, it's just pretend, because everything in our neighborhood of make-believe is pretend. And what did you think of King Friday saying we weren't to be afraid of anything? The king says, fear nothing at all. Well, even though the king says he doesn't want anyone to be afraid, it's important for us to know that it's all right to talk about being afraid. It's all right, and it even helps us to grow inside. It certainly does. In fact, that's one way of taking good care of yourself so you can grow, talking about your feelings. I'm taking care of you. Taking good care of you. For once, I was very little too. Now, I take care of you. Growing is learning to take better and better care of yourself and everyone and everything around you. And as you grow that way, it can help to give you such a good feeling about yourself and the people who help you to grow. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We'll have lots of things to talk about and to do next time. I'll be back. Bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.